Many members of Congress are talking about moving federal jobs out of the Washington, D.C. area. For now, it's just talk. But the Interior Department is serious about making that move. It's part of the department's reorganization plan and its 2019 budget request. Not everyone will move. Interior wants to move parts of the Bureau of Land Management headquarters and the Bureau of Reclamation to new locations out west. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco joins me now to explain what this will mean for some Interior employees. Nicole, what is in the Interior Department's reorganization plan?
Well, the 2019 budget sets aside $18 million for this reorganization and moving employees. So we've heard a little bit about this reorg plan before, and the general gist is that the department would be organized and managed based on 13 broad regions across the country. And regional leaders would actually head up these 13 areas, and they would coordinate the collaboration between the department's bureaus and subcomponents. And then they would in turn make kind of joint management decisions. Tom, you might remember there's been some discussion about who was involved in planning this reorg. You know, we spoke to senior executives at Interior who had said they had no involvement whatsoever. And
Correct.
This was, you know, as they were receiving these reassignment notices without really their knowledge or input. You know, Secretary Ryan Zinke, he told Congress earlier this week that, you know, senior executives have been involved in planning for the reorg.
In planning this organization, I've taken into account feedback from Congress, governors, Interior employees, and the stakeholders. It's a reorganization based on science. Watersheds, wildlife corridors. We brought in our SES professionals to look at it, adjust the boundaries to make sure they're practical, and I've met with the governors.
That was Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. And of the $18 million that the department will get in its, or is asking for in its 2019 budget, $5 million would go to moving portions of the Bureau of Land Management headquarters. Another $5 million would go for relocating parts of Fish and Wildlife Service. $2.5 million would go toward consolidating staff from multiple bureaus into one building in Anchorage, Alaska.
And then there's, boy, anyone up there now?
Yes, I think so. Another $3 million would go to relocate parts of the Bureau of Reclamation to Denver, Colorado. And then there's $2 million to relocate a small number of employees to these unified regional offices that we were talking about earlier.
How broadly would this affect Interior employees? I mean, how many would be affected, and does it mean anything for the rest of them?
So the numbers behind this are unclear, but what Zinke did say is that 16% of Interior employees are retirement age now, and in 5 years, 40% of his department will be eligible. And so, you know, he talked about this idea of we're going to need to replace these people somehow, and the way that he wants to replace them is kind of interesting. Here he is again with Congress.
Looking at a replacement as people retire, looking at pushing more assets out west, it makes a difference if you're a GS-5, a GS-7, where you live. San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, D.C. are very expensive cities, and quite frankly, the quality of life, if you're a GS-7, GS-5 entry level, is difficult with a number of reasons. So we are looking at smaller communities out west.
Again, that's Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. And, you know, what he didn't say there was not every single employee is going to move out west. You know, when he first introduced his Interior reorganization plan, you know, some of the functions that you might see at a headquarters, at a broad department headquarters, those will stay in Washington. It's not like the Interior Department is getting rid of its big building downtown. You know, people doing budgeting or human resources or something like that, they're probably still going to stay here. But, you know, he says moving people out to these smaller locations, it makes sense for a couple of reasons.
We have 2,600 sites in Interior, but we are looking at smaller communities, particularly in areas like BLM and in these different regions where Interior folks, entry level, can enjoy a quality of life, have a chance to buy a house, have a chance to, you know, have good schools, good hospitals. We haven't determined where. We think we'll probably have three candidates within the different regions for that and then work with Congress to get a metric applied to it. So we do it by best practices in science.
Interesting. So Ryan Zinke wants to make people live maybe where it's a lower cost of living and maybe closer to the resources that the Interior Department oversees. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Other agencies, anyone else looking at this type of idea for their agency?
Well, this has certainly been in the news lately. Different members of Congress have expressed an interest in moving agencies out of the Washington, D.C. area to other parts of the country.
That goes back to Senator Byrd.
Right. And, you know, recently we saw the most, it was an interesting acronym here, the Strategic Withdrawal of Agencies for Meaningful Placement Act, or the SWAMP Act. And that would give agencies pretty much a process for starting the move, you know, a bidding process to get out of the Washington area and move their headquarters in a place that makes sense. You know, we're not seeing anybody take up this bill anytime soon. But, you know, this is what people are talking about, getting employees out of this Washington area and out into the field where their customers might be. And, you know, other agencies, they might not have specific plans like Interior does to do this now. But, you know, we know that other agencies are talking about this concept. The VA, for example, Veterans Affairs, they have talked about moving human resources out to where their customers are, getting them out of this area. They've said that they can't compete for talent in the Washington area, and so they have to move them out to other parts of the country. You know, VA Secretary David Shulkin has talked about getting employees to where his veterans are. And increasingly, veterans are not in urban cities. They're in rural areas.
Interesting, because if you look at the fact of the 2 million or so, 2.2 million federal civilian employees, only a couple of hundred thousand of them are actually in the Washington area.
Right. And, you know, I think, though, for a place like Interior, which has, you know, so much, I think one congressman said 245 million acres that Interior has jurisdiction over, and most of them are in the 11 westernmost states of the country. And it's not like Interior isn't there already. They just want to put more of it out in those states.
Yeah, because those that are not in the D.C. area are either in other large cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, Boston, Dallas, San Francisco. They all have big federal presences. But then, you know, field agents for agriculture and interior, some park service agencies like that, they to some degree already are in those hinterlands.
Exactly. You know, I think what's interesting based on Zinke's comments here is it doesn't necessarily seem as if, you know, he's going to be moving current crops of employees out to these positions in other parts of the country. The way that he set up his comments about, well, you know, 16% are retirement eligible now, it seems as if Interior is more interested in maybe using things like Vera VSIP to get its employees who are retirement eligible out and then rehire them at lower grades out in the field.
Sort of an attrition-based reorganization and relocation of people. So I guess the only ones left in Washington would be those that have to testify, because Congress doesn't seem like it's going to move out of here anytime soon.
No, I don't think so. I think Ryan Zinke will still be here in D.C. riding his horse to work or something like that.
Somewhere there's a joke in there.
Yeah.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her story at federalnewsradio.com.